Johannesburg. Sandile, what are we talking about?
So today we're talking about something that we touched on a few days ago, actually, here on UJN side. Now, the tricky thing, though, today is it gets a bit technical, so I'm going to try and make it less technical.
Phew.
You know, because, it's a bit of a tricky one. I like it in terms of that it's geared towards finding solutions. And so then we talked a bit a few days ago about how, you know, farmers in the U.S. are having to destroy food because, well, there's no one buying the food or eating the food. In South Africa, when we talk about, for instance, in the wine lands and the wine industry, they need to actually dispose of it because they're not selling it as booze is banned in the country. But now there's also situations where, which has been identified in the sense that, you know, we have many women-headed households in the country, and you're finding that in many ways, you know, there's just women who are struggling to put food on the table. And it's really sad because you have food wastage, which is a problem because food is being thrown away. You're having food ending up in landfills as well. But then, you know, at the University of Johannesburg, we have actually someone who's sort of found a solution and used an innovative way to try and reduce the food wastage. So then from the University of Johannesburg Process Energy and Environmental Technology Station, UJPETS, in partnership with Food Masters. Now, they've actually come up with an innovative technology which uses solar energy to dry food, reducing spoilage and alleviating rural poverty in the process. It's nice because it's, developing green economy and also decreasing food wastage. So for me, that's quite exciting in the sense that, for instance, the lady says here, the lady that's basically behind this is Linda Manyeza. Now, she talks about, for instance, how they found that, 20% at least, close to, of households are not really food secure and they experience a lot of hunger. So now this is actually going to sort of respond to this project, and they piloted the project by just training 10 women who did not have necessary qualifications, but they have a total of 48 dependents. So already by that, you can actually tell the reach of this project. And so, Pumzile, as we actually just wrap up with this particular partnership that has actually been going on. Now, there's a number of partners. I mentioned one as well already, but there's another partnership with Lurco Foundation, which funds the setup of the pilot project in support of Food Masters. So, and it's actually taking place in an informal settlement called Lindokuhle, in Van Dijksdrift. Now, that's back in my hometown of Emalahleni, actually. So that's interesting. And then, look, I'm quite interested in following up. I think we'll try and see if we can maybe follow up with Ulinda Manyeza, the woman behind the project, to just tell us more and give more detail in terms of what is it about, because, yeah, it is exciting. I love it. Solutions orientated to actually solve problems.
Absolutely. And that's how we wrap up UJ Insight. Of course, Usandile will be back again tomorrow. That is at 14.